Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by Speakers Pathway Coalition at speakerspathway.com. And ladies and gentlemen, let me humbly say it's so good to be back. Last week, had a family emergency kind of a deal with our little dog, Rudy, and I wasn't able to make the show. And Dandy Don and Preston Martelli, I got to give a shout out to both of them because they stepped up and took the show. And I even text Ben, our producer, and I says, Ben, how's the show going? He says, well, Jim, it's going so good, they don't even miss you. Dandy Don.
Not true.
Dandy Don, I want to thank you personally for doing a great, great show. And it's good to be back, brother.
I'm very happy to have you back. We're all happy to have you back. And I'm glad that Rudy is in better shape this week than he was last week. And last show, we talked a lot about gratitude. And I just wanted to share with you that I've got gratitude that you're back, and I've got gratitude around how Rudy is doing, and I just have gratitude around you for the friend that you are, Jim.
Well, thank you very much. It's most important to remember, you know, what we should be grateful for, and today we've got a wonderful show lined up with you, for you, I should say. We got Tamara Blankenship with us today. She's all the way visiting with us from Phoenix, Arizona, and Dandy Don, we've had her on the show before, and I'm telling you, Tamara nailed it. She had 104,000 downloads of her show. In fact, she only had four. Before hitting, she's four shy of 105,000 downloads. That's an amazing feat for a podcast download. And Tamara, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys. So great to be back.
Well, thank you. We're glad to have you back. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking today. We're going to be preparing your minds for, you know, the Christmas holidays. And we know a lot of people are not around during the Christmas holidays. What comes to mind basically is the men and women in service overseas. We want to remember them and also remember their sacrifice and the families that sacrifice, you know, not only the spouses, but the children and the relatives and everyone. And Dandy Don, when I was in the service for active duty in 68 through 71. In 68, I spent Christmas in Fort Riley, Kansas. In 1969, I was in Tainan, Vietnam. In 1970, I was in Fort Huachuca, Arizona, and I did not get to come home, and the Army didn't care. Can you imagine that?
I can. I think, you know, for those of us who are around family, it's one of the blessed times of the year, right? We really get to unplug and spend time with family. But for those who can't, I think it can be a very lonely time.
Yes, it certainly can. And I want to bring Tamara on because we want to talk about that. Normally we think about, when we think about people that cannot be with their family and make sacrifices, it's not just men and women overseas or men and women in the service. It's people that we live next door to. Isn't that right, Tamara?
Absolutely. You know, you've got your police officers and your firemen, and you have your doctors and your nurses who work the late shift and work right through the holidays. You know, a lot of those things that we don't, you know, we take for granted, I feel like, sometimes. You know, we know that they're there for us, and we can sleep peacefully at night knowing that support is not far away. So it is a blessing.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you say, the things that we take for granted, I mean, Don, when you and I, we think about holidays, we think about time off, and we think about, you know, visiting with our family and our friends, and it's easy for us to just miss the everyday people that go through life, and their entire focus is on serving others, and they put them first. That's amazing, isn't it, Don?
It truly is. As Tamara, as you were sharing about the people in the medical profession, it reminded me of growing up. One of my brother-in-laws, he owned an oil company, And so, and this was in the upstate New York, and some people would lose heat sometimes. They run out of oil or their problems with their furnace. So I would say almost every holiday he was running out and having to do emergency calls. And we're so blessed to have people like that who, like you said, make us sleep tight, stay warm, and have the yes. life that we have.
Yeah, those technicians that are keeping our lights running. And yeah, there's a lot of silent supporters, aren't there?
There really are.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are people that when being on duty like that and being available to us in our hour of need, they can't just get in their car and travel, you know, 500 or 1,000 miles or get on an airplane and go visit family. They make that type of commitment and that type of sacrifice. And not only during the holidays, but they do that every single day of their life because that's who they are. And we just want to, you know, recognize that and remember those folks. And those people that service like that, you know, how many times we ever went by the fire department and just thank the people just for being there, you know.
Absolutely.
I do it occasionally because I'm on the fire board, you know, but mm-hmm. but the average person doesn't even think about that. And that'd be a wonderful thing to do, wouldn't it, Don, to be able to take some goodies over there during the Christmas holidays and just say thank you for being here for me.
Just say thank you. Mm-hmm. And I think those people are great examples for us in our businesses, whatever it is. Right, Jim, you and I talked. We just did a webinar yesterday, and we talked about yes. how our primary objective, regardless of what business we're in, is service. We're there to solve problems for people. And so I think they serve as great examples of the commitment that's required and can make us think about how do we serve, you know, our customers and our clients the best.
Absolutely. And I know Tamara is very, very, she's a specialist in helping people deal with relationships and helping people, you know, not only just in personal relationships, but everyday relationships, just life. And
yes.
Tamara, I'd like for you to talk about that a little bit, if you would, please.
Yeah, I love dealing with relationship communication. I consider myself a relationship communication specialist, and it's not always communication with another person. Sometimes it's internal dialogue and really being aware of how you are communicating to yourself subconsciously and consciously. A lot of the times we think that, you know, we're hard on ourselves. Can you imagine how, you know, you're hard on other people and you're speaking out and you're sharing, and do you realize how deeply that maybe somebody may be hurting? If they're aggressive verbally, they may be talking deeper and more intensely to themselves internally. So I feel like relationships across the board are the most important thing to cherish, you know, not just the ones outside of ourselves, but the ones inside as well.
Oh, yeah. You know, Don, as she was saying, that made me think about what Bill Heinrich, one of our executive training directors at SpeakersPathway.com, talks about, is love yourself first, and then you can show love to others because, you know, what's that old saying, you know, what you think you are is who you really are, or something like that? Have you ever heard that, Don?
I'm not sure that one. Do you know that one, Don?
I think I've heard of it before about being
refresh our
yourself.
Memory. How about that?
Yeah. You know, as you were talking, I was thinking, wow, you know, that can be pretty easy to say, but it can be hard to do, right? We've all got these voices in our heads, some more than others, but we all have these voices that are telling us we're not good enough. We don't have enough money. We don't have enough time. We don't have this. We don't have that. So, Tamara, how, you know, share with us some of your thoughts on how do we maybe quiet some of that down?
You know, I really believe that a lot of the times we spend more time unconsciously just acting out instead of doing that tracking period. So I suggest a lot of my clients spend that time journaling out some of the things you're saying subconsciously. Just first thing in the morning, you know, what's going through your mind? And there's this thing called morning pages where people can actually journal out some of the unconscious thoughts. And it's the first thing that's going through your mind. I call it brain dumping. And you're getting a chance to just literally dump all these random thoughts that are going through your mind. And when you look back at that, sometimes you can see a little bit of a pattern of internal bullying and how there's self-doubt and a lot of fear. And unconsciously, we behave those expressions out. And when you start to track and recognize that that's how you're showing up, you can see now why some of the relationships you're having, maybe you have a spouse that's fighting with you around the holidays because there's this intense fear of being able to provide or do the things that need to be done during the holiday season. It kind of shows up real intense right now. And, you know, there is these underlining voices that we're not conscious of. And one way that's really supportive to help you hear them is by writing it out, journaling it out. And I know a lot of people don't like to journal, so I know it's kind of a bad word. But the truth is it's the quickest way to do that conversation, to have that moment of clarity without having to, you know, maybe necessarily share it, you know, verbally with someone else where you feel like you're shame or you'll be, you know, told that you shouldn't think that way. Sometimes you just have to see it for yourself.
That's a good point, because we got about a minute and a half left for a break before we go to a commercial break. But a couple of weeks ago, we had Forbes Riley on, and Dandy Don, she hammered a lot of that into us, didn't she? And she put me and you on the hot seat, didn't she, brother?
She put us on the hot seat. You know, what is your first memory?
Yeah. Yeah. First memory. And what is it that you really do? Well, yeah. That's not good words.
I had to change my shirt after that interview. I was sweating profusely. She had us in the hot seat for sure. But yeah. What a great interview that was.
We had a great time with Forbes. And I tell you right now, I was texting Ben, hey, Ben, take us to commercial. Take us to commercial. But really, it's really good to take inventory of yourself and be honest with yourself. And that's what Tamara's talking about there, isn't it, Tamara?
Yeah, getting a chance to really be transparent with the things that you're feeling inside and really owning some of the voices that are going on. And it can transcend all your relationships. If you recognize, well, I have this belief that, you know, when I say this, when I say that I need help, that means I'm unable to do things or support myself. And this story that we carry about that is carried throughout our relationships. And this is that really cool opportunity. I don't know if you guys have ever, can think back to any time where you've actually had an experience where you're trying to put on this belief that, you know, you can do it. No, there's, you know, mm-hmm. that we were talking about this a little bit before, you and I texting back and forth with the military folks, you know, like, I'm okay, Dad, no worries. You know, we both have sons in the military. Yeah. And, you know, they put on this beautiful armor of.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We got to take a commercial break. Thank you.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
About the Gaberlunzie bear caught rummaging through a refrigerator in an apartment in Colorado? The tenant heard noises coming from the kitchen and saw a bear with his head in the fridge, looking for anything it could eat. What's a word for food that's unfit for human consumption? My wallop. The tenant locked himself in his bedroom and called for help. What's a word for the fear of bears? Ursophobia. We have lots of bears near our Colorado cabin, and we have been told that pepper spray will keep them away. But the idea that it would keep a 500-pound grizzly bear from attacking seems ridiculous to me. I think I'll try the pepper spray on myself and hope the bear doesn't like spicy foods. It's words you never heard. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com and Dandy Don. You're the co-founder of SpeakersPathway.com, and we've got some complimentary gifts there. Would you share one or two with the audience, please?
We absolutely do. So if you go to SpeakersPathway.com, right in the middle, you can't miss it. It says complimentary gifts. If you click on that, it brings you to a page where we have all the mugs of all of our executive training team there. And if you scroll down, you will find free gifts that they have contributed. So if you scroll down, you'll see Tamara Hunter. And Tamara is the executive director of Chemo Buddies for Life, as well as being one of our executive team. And she has a celebration journal for cancer sufferers and other diseases. Journaling is incredibly important. We were just talking about journaling. So if you know someone who's going on their cancer journey or some other disease, this is a powerful, powerful tool for them. So just go scroll down to see Tamara, and there's a button that says Get Free Gift. Click on that and share that with the one that you love.
Absolutely. And Tamara is really just a wonderful lady. Speaking of Tamara Hunter, our executive training director, we have another wonderful lady named Tamara with us today. And she was also talking about journaling, wasn't she, Don?
She was.
Yes. You know, it's fun. There's a technique that I learned a long time ago during my personal evolution of learning some of the subconscious voices I have going on. And morning pages was one of my powerful ways to kind of unlock that. And there's an actual full-on study. If you want to do some research on that, you're welcome to pull it up. But it actually is just taking that time first thing in the morning before you do anything else, just to unload, take a, you know, 3 pages, no more, no less, and just write out all the things that are rolling through your mind, and you'd be surprised what you learn about your subconscious mind and the things that you're holding on to, and the resentments, and the even sometimes the joyful things you're celebrating unconsciously. There's sometimes where I'll write something out and go, oh my gosh, that's right, that's so cool that happened, and it kind of pulls some of the information from you and helps you have that really cool relationship with yourself that you can track. So it's kind of a fun way of doing it.
That's amazing, because you can also, I imagine this would reveal some of the things that's preoccupying you and consuming you.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
I know.
Taking
we never
up precious airtime in your brain.
I mean to tell you, because I know, you know, Dandy Don, me and you, we don't have that problem, you know. But, you know, what's really amazing, I'm going to tell a quick story here out of school. We met a person one time, and this person was on a special mission. And I was talking to this person first, and it's really amazing because I did not see what she was talking about. I just knew that we didn't have anything on the table to help her at Speaker's Pathway. And I said, I don't think we're a good fit for you. But I said, let me get Don's opinion on here. And thank goodness, Dandy Don, you saw the potential in her, and she's doing amazing things, isn't she?
Absolutely doing amazing things. She's getting involved with the UN, which is what she actually first asked us if we could help her with. We're like, no, we don't know any UN ambassadors, right? But, but asking her, well, do you have a speaker page? Well, do you have a one sheet? You know, are you prepared to start your journey in speaking? Well, she didn't have those things. So we started down that path, and it just has gone nonlinear ballistic for her. I couldn't be prouder of her.
Oh, yeah. And the reason I mention that, ladies and gentlemen, because it's very, very important. Like in my case, I just didn't slam the door on this young lady. I called in Dawn for a mastermind, and that was very, very critical. It was able to help her get from where she is to where she is today. And most importantly, like with Tamara talking about writing these things down on the morning pages and talking it over with others, that really helps, doesn't it, Tamara?
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to have that opportunity to be mirrored and seen. When people are only rolling those thoughts again and again in their minds, they're usually self-sabotaging and beating themselves up about things that they believe they should have done differently. So, yeah, bringing someone else in to help you see opportunity and see something different is such a huge gift.
Yeah, man, just like I admitted a few minutes ago over here on the radio, that, you know, I didn't see what the lady was talking about, and I invited Don in, so therefore I had to have an open mind there and not be closed-minded. That's very critical, isn't it, Tamara?
Yeah. If we get invested in our belief system, we miss out on opportunities. We can actually, kind of like what you're talking about with the relationships of sacrifice. You know, a lot of the times we miss out on opportunities because we're not willing to open ourselves up to new perspective. And we can actually literally sacrifice a relationship for being closed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, another thing, too, is that we can get brainwashed with the wrong information. And I mean, you know, like I use this as an example. My mother growing up, she preached the gospel in our house that cleanliness was next to godliness. I thought it was somewhere in the Bible. But I mean, therefore, I mean, you can take a belief like that you think is gospel or is, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being clean. Obviously, it's a good thing. But, you know, you can take it, that belief, and believe it's carved in stone when it's not. And that's where being open-minded is in helping other people to, you know, have a mastermind. That's why it's very, very critical.
Yeah, it's kind of a double-edged sword because what pulled into my mind when you said that were a couple of things that I think ignorantly we fall into. You know, there's a term I call public mantras. We say things over and over again, but there's no proof or validation behind the fact that we believe these things. And we just blindly trust based, like you're saying, you know, the cleanliness is to godliness. That is a statement said, or, you know, there's a lot of, I feel like in religion, there's a lot of those beautiful ways to clarity that we say them, but there's no real understanding behind them. And without taking the time to invest in exploring the understanding of why you believe the things you believe, you're missing out on the depth of yourself and the connection to others. And so there's that, you know, you should ask questions. You should explore things. You should play with life and learn more. And going back to that whole journaling process, it gives you an opportunity to see those different layers. So it can be really exciting to do that.
It really can be. You know, and Dandy Donna, you might be able to relate to this. I mean, I don't know what it is about our parents and everything during that time. I'm a baby boomer, of course. And, during society acts the same way for each generation in some regards, because
it does.
Me and a couple of friends of mine, and Dandy Don, you may be able to relate to this. You know, we grew up and our dads, I mean, you know, like a mother would say, well, George, little Billy's over there. He's got a screwdriver and he's going to stick it into the wall receptacle. I'm afraid he'd get hurt. Well, right. let him. He'll learn. That's just the way dads were in that day and time.
Yeah.
And my point being, a lot of these social things that we hear, that's what shapes us. And it can be good, but it can also be bad.
Yeah, we need to explore some of these belief systems because they may be shortchanging us for depth of connection and opportunity to love. You know, that unconditional love is available to all of us if we're willing to peel back some of our belief systems and find out if we really believe them or if we've been brainwashed into believing them, told to think this way or feel this way, and shortchanging our opportunities because of it. I think of a lot of this even in, you know, racism or politics and, you know, like this swaying of opinions from one to another. And if you really feel into certain things, if you really can take the time and know yourself and do that discovery to understand what do I truly believe and what do I really trust and know, when somebody says something, you're not so easily swayed. You can actually sit there and go, you know, thank you for sharing that, but I'm not sure if I really agree with that. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, maybe, you know, I need to look into that and see if that's true for me too. You know, there's no reason to just blindly trust because of everything they say you think is truth, you know? Mm-hmm. Having an ability to know the difference between someone else and their belief systems and your own, it's okay to be different once in a while. It actually makes the world go round if we're a little different.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. So, Don, that's why I'm different.
Hey, Tamara, how would you like to put me in the hot seat? I got a story for you.
Okay, I'd love it. Go for it.
All right, so this just happened last week. I just sat down in my office to do some work, you know, and I was very excited about what I was going to be doing. I had like 4 hours of work to do. And my wife and I, we own a restaurant building, and the hot water heater went. So we had some quotes for hot water heaters and stuff. And so I just sat down, and my wife comes in, and she says, Don, I just heard from the plumber, this lower cost hot water heater won't work. And so we need to do this other thing. And I just found myself like really upset and disgruntled. I was kind of like, oh gosh, you know, why do I have to get involved in this? And, you know, after I kind of surrendered to that, right, I kind of got over it. It got out of my head. And of course, she needed my help because it involved technical specs, which, you know, are more my thing. But these things happen subconsciously, right? That emotion got triggered in me. I love my wife dearly. And I, you know, we have shared responsibilities. So what was going on there?
So there's a couple of things going on there, actually. First of all, I think a lot of the times when we start interjecting into people's lives, like, you know, your wife coming in and telling you she needed help, there could have been a moment where she could have even said, hey, you know, I know you're busy right now, acknowledging where someone's at and saying, you know, would you mind if I share something with you that I'm struggling with? Because sometimes just even being jarred out of where you're at and redirected into a problem creates that resistance. Not that she didn't do that. I'm just saying that as an example. But having those, you know, pre-conversations or that awareness to recognize someone is not where you are, and inviting them into our conversation can create more of a softness or an alert to, you know, to acknowledge somebody where they're at and not redirect them abruptly. So there's something that, you know, I've found a lot with my clients. A lot of the times they're coming into a room and just like start talking before they're even seeing if anybody's ready to hear what they have to say. So that's one thing to look at. The other element is the resistance in you of discovering, am I feeling overburdened? Am I feeling overwhelmed by the things that are showing up in my life right now? Am I feeling tapped out? Or is there a resistance in me about taking on something else? Do I just have that, you know, am I already in a lax state? Am I already feeling deficient? And the last thing I'd like to play with is even the more neutral approach. So that's his versus hers and hers versus his. The other aspect could be the fact that at the moment, your expectations of what you feel should be could be popping up subconsciously. So what I'm saying here is this idea that it should be a quick fix, the resistance of the issue itself, feeling bothered by this, you know, the process of another thing going down, can just create that intensity. So, gosh, it should be a simple fix. Why is this guy trying to take advantage of the situation? You know, like,
you totally nailed it. I think you totally nailed it.
Yeah, there's all these different stories going on. So all three, if you could look at all three different layers, now you can go, well, no wonder we have such a problem with our society and communication. You got his story, you got her story, then you got the story of the situation. We are so bombarded.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's merging never hurt.
Why does music give us chills? Goosebumps, or the medical term horripilation, occurs while listening to music. That's because music stimulates a reward pathway in the brain, encouraging dopamine to flood the striatum, a part of the forebrain activated by addiction, reward, and motivation. Melomaniacs, or passionate music lovers, can get the chills from songs they are familiar with as they anticipate that long-awaited chord at the climax of the piece. Music, it seems, affects our brains the same way that chocolate gambling gambling and potato chips do. I think I may need to stick to chocolate and potato chips because I tried piano lessons and I felt like a goostum noodle. What's a word for a person who dislikes practicing the piano? A mesodactylitis.
It's Margin Never Heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. Dandy Don and I, we've been having a ball on the show, especially during break time with Tamara Blankenship. And Tamara, would you be so kind as to tell people how they can get in touch with you and find out more about you? Share your website and your email address, please.
Absolutely. If you're looking to do some really fun shifting and being more playful with your life, you'll want to reach out on www.tamra, T-A-M-R-A, Blankenship, B as in boy, L-A-N-K-E-N-S-H-I-P.com. Or you can reach me at directly. Just go to Tamra, T-A-M-R-A, at TamraBlankenship.com, spelled the same.
Well, thank you so much. And Dandy Don, I tell you right now, she really nails some things right there at the end. I want her to pick up on those again. What do you think, brother?
Absolutely. Please do.
Sure. Well, it's really fascinating. I feel like a lot of the times in communication, we struggle with understanding where to place blame. I feel like a lot of us try to figure out what, you know, it's your fault. And we run around going from an angle or a perception that we're the victim. And so a lot of the times, if you really break down the different components, like the different pieces in a game, or even just the different roles in a movie, you can really see how we get where we are. So, you know, you look at your wife's perspective, you know, she came in with a problem, probably more activated by a struggle or a challenge, and really coming at it as, please fix it, or help me with this, or, you know, I don't know what to do, or, you know, just that energy of feeling lost and helpless, and maybe even concerned. And then you have your mindset where you're working on something and you may be, you know, feeling already overwhelmed or, you know, burdened by so many things going on in your personal life. And then there's the last story where it comes from, you know, feeling like this problem maybe it should be a simple fix, and it becomes this big monster. And, you know, maybe you feel even manipulated, and maybe there's a concern that, you know, now you have to go get a second opinion because maybe this situation isn't being truthful. So when you have all three elements combined together, it can create an intense exchange, and then it raises, it elevates the tension. And so my suggestion in these moments is to take a moment and take a step back and go, okay, wait a minute. It doesn't serve me to get uptight, upset, or frustrated over the situation. I'm definitely invested in something different happening here. So I need to pause for a minute and say, you know what? I totally get that these needs to be taken care of. Let me circle back to you when I have, you know, a moment to address that, or, you know, even just her changing her way of approaching and coming into a situation and saying, hey, I've got a struggle. You know, I'd really love for you to help me with this. When you have time, let me know. Asking for permission to share is a big thing in our society. We come quite often barreling into a room before we are, you know, getting the attention we need to have on an issue that we're dealing with. So I feel like we all have to be responsible for how we show up in it.
And I share with you over the break, I think you just nailed it, right? Because I was overwhelmed. I had a lot to do. I had a full day. I only had 4 hours to get a lot of stuff done. And it was just like one more thing. And what strikes me is it was an instantaneous reaction.
Yes.
And once I stepped back and once I was able to take that breath and I went and we talked and I looked and I made the phone call, and then I was like, of course I need to do this. I need to get involved here. But it just struck me that I just had this emotional reaction. I felt like a jerk, you know, and I wish I had some of those tools to just be able to take that breath and, you know, emotional reaction, because nothing else would have changed. I still would have gotten involved.
Right. You know, what's so funny though, is here, I hear you've been seeing like this opportunity. I look at it as an opportunity. Instead of shoulda, coulda, woulda done something different, I almost feel like, why not say, wow, how cool is it that you had an emotional reaction? Because isn't it right to be human and to have a human experience and to embrace our emotions? It may have not have come out the way you wanted it to. You know, you're maybe attached to a different outcome. But the cool thing about it was, you know, your wife loves you. You know that you can circle back and have a great conversation and apologize for the quick snap or the reactive behavior and, you know, let her know that, hey, you know, I totally appreciate you bringing it to me. I know that I happen to have the skill set to address this issue. Let's come up with a game plan together. And, you know, maybe next time when you bring me some issues like this, if you wouldn't mind asking me if I have a minute, that'll help me get ready to listen to you better versus coming in with the information in such a jarring way. It caught me off guard, and it made me react in a way that wasn't really kind and isn't my best self. And if we let people know how to help us and support us, they don't get reactive either. They can recognize, oh, I'm sorry, you're busy. Would you mind if I ask you a quick question? Or would you like me to send this to you in an email? You know, it gives us better communication. And so I see it always as a learning opportunity to better clear up our communication, because I truly believe all fights are missed opportunities. And if we take the opportunity to slow down and learn from the conflict or the confrontation, not only do we better our relationships, but we become deeper and we learn to trust each other better because of it. So it's kind of a cool experience you had.
And that's exactly what happened. So, you know, after the fact, I looked back and said, wow, that was kind of interesting the way I reacted. I didn't even understand it, right?
Right.
And I was like, well, you know, I don't know. We didn't have that. I'm glad now I have that tool to have that conversation about how to maybe. All it would have, I think, taken was just ease me from mindset of work, because I get really focused mindset of helping, doing something else.
Well, isn't that true for all of us? You know, we get heightenedly focused in a direction where it's like a train moving in one consistent direction on a track. You're doing great. You're feeling the momentum. You're feeling the success. And then all of a sudden somebody slams the brakes and you're like, ah, what the heck, derailed, you know, like in the tracks, you're like, ah, where's it going? So I feel like it's very, it's not wrong to have those feelings. Like, I feel like it's a beautiful thing that you can own and share with her what you're saying and what you're feeling without feeling fearful of like them misinterpreting your information. It's really a testament to your relationship with your wife and how you've cultivated a safe place. And that's a great thing too. So celebrating, you know, like the derailment is natural. That's what happens when we're so hyper-focused and life happens, right? How do you navigate it differently? So absolutely.
Yeah, you bet. Because as you guys were talking, it reminded me of something I either read or someone said, which is very true. Many times when, especially a husband and wife or boyfriend, girlfriend, they're arguing about something, the argument's not about the issue. They're trying to win their side of the argument. That's where their focus is.
Yes.
Rather than, you know, trying to reason and understand the other person, they're kind of like trying to prove their point, you know, and that's a train wreck.
Yeah, or they may even not be worried about proving their point as much as they just want to be seen, heard, and understood. Because a lot of the times we're okay with being wrong. It's not that we're like have to be right all the time. Sometimes it's just the stance of, I just want to make sure you understood my side or heard my aspect or my feelings. It's a big deal to be seen by each other.
Yeah. And when you said that, I hate to say what popped in my mind, Dandy Don, but, you know, I could hear my mother, you know, scream as loud as she can. Do you hear me?
Right?
Yeah, and the neighbors did too, Mother.
It wasn't about being right. She just wanted, do you hear me?
Yeah, exactly. And because, you know, when someone says something and you ignore them or you don't take them seriously, oh, man.
Do we get triggered?
Yeah. You're going to do, and like I told a guy one time, he was telling about something about his, you know, something happened between him and his wife. And I said, well, brother, I said, just tough it out because you're going to do some hard time at the Hacienda over that stunt because he did a bonehead reaction to her, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like she brought a situation to him, kind of like what Don was talking about. He is kind of like, hey, get out of my face and deal with it, because he was busy on something else. And he realized that he really made a big mistake. I said, well, you're going to do some hard time at the Hacienda, so just suck it up.
So Tamara, is that typical? I think, you know, I don't hate to generalize, but I think men and women in general have different ways of focusing, of doing things. And I know my wife and I have this because she'll say, "You didn't even hear me. I was calling your name for something." And I was just like, "I didn't know. I was absorbed in something." Is there anything to that?
So what's really been interesting in my years of my practice, I have watched the roles reverse. It's really fascinating. You used to always hear about men feeling, the women feeling unheard, unseen, unsupported. Now I'm seeing more men feel that way. So I'd love to say it's gender, you know, post, but it's really not. What I'm recognizing, it's focus. It's all about the focus. So when you're feeling like you get derailed or pulled out of focus, we all have the same reaction. We feel unheard, unseen, unsupported. When somebody's in the hole focusing hard, and then somebody comes into the room and tries to have a conversation, I feel like that's one huge component. The other thing that I've really, really watched is, and this is in back en route to the ultimate, the whole way we started this conversation about sacrifice. A lot of the times people make the wrong sacrifice. They make a sacrifice of minimizing their feelings, their emotions, or their perspective on something in order to save something else. And they feel like they're doing this for the greater good of the relationship. You know, I don't just want to, you know, if I fight with my wife, it's going to destroy our relationship and it will end up in divorce. But if your feelings aren't being heard and you're not being seen or supported or loved for who you are, now you're not playing to the full potential of who you are. And that over time builds a story of resentment and will end your relationship. Hmm. So it's really fascinating in when we make the wrong sacrifice, usually we're sacrificing ourselves. And we, after a while, it just doesn't work anymore. And that creates intense pain. So.
Yeah, it certainly does. And when you were saying that, reminds me of a person that I knew that was a workaholic by choice, because that was an easy way for him to avoid, you know, the interpersonal relationship with his wife and
dealing with
problems there. And and in a way, it's kind of like, maybe I'm wrong, and correct me if I'm wrong. We got about 1 minute left before we go to commercial, but it's kind of like a coward's way out, isn't it? Or am I being too cruel?
Well, it is. Well, and whenever you minimize your voice, in essence, you're not taking advantage of the opportunity. So you can definitely see it as a coward's way out, because it's, you know, easier to not start a fight. But long term, you know, whether it's the coward's way out or just minimizing yourself because you feel like you don't have the confidence, I see it as a confident issue. And there's lack of trust in the relationship. So there's a lot to look at when it comes to that. You know, it really should take the time to take inventory and know yourself and understand, am I not trusting my voice, and really go into that. So I definitely.
That's really interesting. Yeah, because we come back in the final leg right after commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Dandy Don and I know we're looking forward to some more information that Tamara's going to be sharing with us, because, man, she's really opened my eyes. How about you, Dandy?
Absolutely. Like I said, I'm firing my therapist. I'm just getting therapy on a radio show.
We'll be right back right after these messages.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Last night, my husband was laughing as he was reading about the differences between men and women. According to to the article, men get single tusks or hiccups more often than women. Everyone knows that women are better at multitasking than men. I'm good at both multitasking and procrastinating, which means right now there are 28 things that I'm putting off until later. What's another word for a person who puts everything off until the last minute? A cunctator. Women blink nearly twice as much as men, and while men can read smaller print than women, women can hear better. In fact, when a woman says, "What?" she heard you. She's just giving you a chance to change what you said.
It's Words You Never Heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your Words You Never Heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And SpeakersPathway.com, Dandy Don McGrath is the co-founder there, and he's with us today. He's always with us, and he carries the ball when I'm not here. But Dandy Don, we got some complimentary gifts there, don't we, brother?
We absolutely do. You go to SpeakersPathway.com, and right in the middle is complimentary gifts. You can't miss it. You absolutely cannot miss it. So go there. Click on complimentary gifts, scroll down. You'll see our executive team, and every single one of them has a complimentary gift for you from their area of expertise. Scroll down, you can see Dustin Matthews, who's the chief education officer at WellFit, as well as being on our team. And you can see what he's offering is how to get out of debt, boost your active income, and start investing for passive income. We'd all love some more passive income. So just go ahead, click on the button, get free gift, and get Dustin's valuable information.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, all of the executive training directors there, they'll be more than happy to get the information to you, and they will not badger you or try to sell you something. We don't play that game there. But during the break, Dandy Don, you made a brilliant comment, and I'm going to ask you to share that with the audience, please, sir.
We were having some discussion during the break and talking about being vulnerable in the relationship and opportunities to really take relationships to a deeper level. And I share that, gosh, you know, we just, as humans, I think it's just really hard for us to share how we feel and have conversations around that. And Tamara, I think you just were like, and we said, let's share this on the show. So please share with us your thoughts.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's really interesting. It's really hard for us, but it's more about a sense of not knowing yourself. It's more of an insecurity that's really difficult for us to be vulnerable with. And it's more when we really think about this superpower of making the right sacrifice, the opportunity to be vulnerable with people we love, to build deeper connection, we can actually help people understand where we're coming from. So the power of vulnerability bridges that confusion, helps people understand where to trust, how to trust, and really relate to where we're coming from. It really does deepen those relationships. It makes life a lot easier. And when you're that courageous, when you're able to make those kinds of sacrifices versus holding your tongue and not, you know, sharing, that makes the right decision. Now that being said, we have to learn how to do it in a way that's neutral and loving, not aggressive and attacking. So it's very important to do it right.
I knew there'd be a catch there somewhere.
Yeah. So it's being vulnerably powerful with your feelings without projection, and that can be really tricky for people. And actually, the other trap of this, now there's two extremes. You've got the venomous, like, you shouldn't do that, you can't say that, you know, that real attacking type mentality that we think we're, you know, holding a boundary. I love that when people think that aggression requires, in order to have a boundary, it requires aggression, which I think is kind of interesting. But it really is not about that. And boundaries are more respecting yourself and letting people know where you go and how far you're willing to go, and to really understand that in a healthy way. And when it's like too small, too tight, and your boundaries are not in, you know, they're too leaky, if you will, codependency shows up in your relationship, neediness, feeling like you need to be esteemed through somebody else to know who you are. And all these gray areas start to kind of show up in the relationship. And that's where a lot of people feel like it's hard to have a voice in their relationship, because they don't know if they say something, they're going to hurt their loved one, or they just start to question all their, you know, their thoughts and their feelings. And that's a very scary place to live when you feel like you don't have a voice in your relationship because you're either going to get attacked or you're going to be told to be thinking different or feel different. That's a scary spot. So yeah, a lot of people have a hard time being courageously brave with their vulnerability because of those things. But it takes confidence and clarity and how to approach someone in a more neutral, loving way. And to build up that tolerance that if somebody disagrees, it's okay. They don't have to agree. And to be courageous in that way.
Mm. That's really amazing because we can all think of situations where we form an opinion about someone. And then later on, we find out something that we didn't know and we go, holy moly, if I would have known that, you know, and you feel so ignorant and undereducated. And so, you know, you're glad, you're thankful if you didn't open your big mouth and say something like I would in my case, using me as an example.
Right.
It's just and another thing that came to mind, if I can share this, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
When I was in college, we had a professor that played a little experiment on us. And he showed us different pictures of people. Say something funny about that person. And that was easy. Showed us the same people again. Says, now say something nice about that person. And we didn't know these people from Adam's house cat. Mm-hmm. That was a struggle. And he says, now what does that tell you about yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, we're quick to judge, right?
Yes. Yes.
And you know, a lot of our programming, not to like make you wrong for this. I mean, this is the way we've been brought up to be safe. We associate by judgment in order to be safe. So a lot of us will be like, it's not good to judge. Well, a lot of the subconscious programming in order to stay alive is based on this judging mentality. Who do I belong with? Who are the people I can trust? Who do I know instantly? When you walk into a room, the first thing we do is read a room. Where is the safest place? Where's the doors to get out if you're, you know, military? A lot of those guys will say, you know, I scan the room for the nearest exit so I know how to get out in an emergency. You know, it's survival. And to expose yourself and to continue to be open to those experiences and recognize it's not the judging, it's the continuation of the judgment that you hold on to, that this is right and this is wrong, this is good and this is bad. Nothing's right, wrong, good, or bad. It's whether it serves you or does not serve you, whether it supports your healthy perspective or takes you down a rabbit hole of disconnection. Mm-hmm.
We always have a tendency to migrate to our comfort zone, don't we?
What we know is, it's so funny. Yes, yes, absolutely. But we only trust what we know. And the funny thing is, a lot of the times we'll pull ourselves into dark relationships, you know, with abuse or something like that, because it's what we know. But what really love is beyond that. So you have to be courageous enough to expand yourself, to try something different, and to learn, you know, what really is love for you or what is really a safe relationship for you. Because a lot of the times, the things we don't know are the things we need. But what we our comfort zone is the things we know, the things we trust, the things we understand. So a lot of people walk into an abusive relationship because they know what to expect in that relationship. And a lot of the times they believe those things to be true about themselves. So they'll actually pull those people into their lives to validate what they know, because that's what they're comfortable with.
You know, Danny, Don, you and I, we've known a lot of people in our lives, and you and I, we've met people that when we hear their problems, holy smokes, it makes our problems seem like little bitty, you know, grade school stuff. I mean, you know, some of the folks we come in contact with who are dealing with things that we didn't have any idea about. My goodness, it's really a humbling situation, isn't it, Don?
Yeah, it's like I need to stop. I need to stop whining, basically. You know, my problems seem so small compared to so many other people in the world. And I think one thing I really love what you said earlier about journaling. I actually journal every day myself. My I call it a gratitude journal. I come up with four things that I'm grateful for, and I think around this time of year, it's a great time to reflect on what we're grateful for, because we have it better than most people on the planet.
I agree.
Yeah, we really do. And, you know, Tamara, I know that we talked a little bit about how people can use a job or something like that as a crutch to avoid facing something that's unpleasant and not having the courage to do that. And that's something that, especially during this time of the year, there's a lot of people that's, you know, they're lonely and they need a friend, as the old saying goes. And for someone that's alone and you know, doesn't have anybody in their life, I mean, is there something you could share with them that would help them, you know, in their hour of need as far as how to take inventory of themselves, how to count their blessings, that sort of thing? Would you share that
Absolutely.
With us, please?
Absolutely. Something that's near and dear to my heart. I've spent many Christmases alone or many holiday seasons alone, birthdays and New Year, whatever. And it's always interesting because whenever that happens, I find that at that moment, I have to go deep inside and connect to my soul. That's the opportunity there. So loneliness is really a perceived experience, and it may be the tap on the shoulder to go in and to learn more about yourself and strengthen that voice within you. So instead of saying loneliness is a bad thing, it's a gift. It's an opportunity to self-reflect. And no, it's only a phase. It's a temporary state. Now, how long you stay is invested in you, your attitude, and how, you know, and how determined you are to stay in this story of loneliness. It's totally within your power. So reach out to friends, connect to other people, reach out to groups if you don't feel like you have friends to trust, to expand yourself, to make new friends. But no, really, it's an opportunity to be in that silence and really learn about you, trust you.
Yeah, they could also volunteer to do something, couldn't they?
Absolutely.
Like the soup kit.
Yes,
that'd be
yes.
wonderful. That's a win-win situation, isn't it?
Yes, I think that's true about all year long. People, like, you know, during the holidays will have a tendency to go and do charity and volunteer and stuff like that. I think it's something that's needed all year long. So it should not be something just during the holiday times. But yeah, it's a great way to build association and connection with others.
Absolutely. We got about 2 minutes left before the show is done. And again, Tamara, would you be kind enough to share your website and your information, how people can get in touch with you if they won't, like, tell me more?
I would love that. I actually do have a YouTube channel as well, so you can explore a little bit more there. It's called Soulfire Igniter, Tamara Blankenship. You can reach me at my website, www.tamara, T-A-M-R-A, Blankenship, B as in boy, L-A-N-K-E-N-S-H-I-P, or you can reach me directly via email. It's Tamara, T-A-M-R-A, at TamaraBlankenship.com.
Thank you so much. Again, her first name, Tamara, is spelled T-A-M-R-A. It's spelled very, very different and unique because she's very, very different, very unique, a lovely lady. And we're so glad to have you on the show today. Dandy Don, we're just so blessed to have Tamara on the show and have her as a friend in our lives, aren't we, brother?
We truly are. You're a blessing to us. And you gave me therapy. I know I'm probably going to get a bill in the mail. But, you know, it's worth every single penny. Thank you so very much. You're really put a smile on my face and really helped me come to an understanding.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the time, gentlemen. It's wonderful to see you both again.
Oh, you're quite welcome. And ladies and gentlemen, we're so glad to, you know, have Tamara with us. And most importantly, we sincerely hope that our show has been a blessing to you. If it has, please subscribe to our channel. And most importantly, share this wonderful information with someone that you know and love that may be able to benefit from this great information. Visit Tamara at TamaraBlankenship.com or send her an email at Tamara at TamaraBlankenship.com. Visit her on the YouTube channel and please subscribe to Your Future Is Now. We want to thank you for a wonderful time together. Have a wonderful Merry Christmas and God bless you.